Always a thrill for any broadcaster to be joined by a Hockey Hall of Fame voice in Peter Meyer, longtime voice of the Flames. Peter, let's go back, though, to your beginnings. Senior men's hockey was a part of your beginnings. Just tell us where that was and what team it was.
Yeah, that was in Campbellton, New Brunswick, which was a town the same size as Innisfail, back in northern New Brunswick. And I started broadcasting in 1970, and I was real fortunate that in the 7 years that I broadcast the Campbellton Tiger games, they won two national championships and were finalists another year. So that allowed for lots of games and lots of work as a play-by-play broadcaster. So that allowed me to properly prepare to get the career that I was very fortunate to have had in the NHL. But I always tell the people when I go back home, if it hadn't been for the time that I had here with those great teams and the support of the people, I wouldn't have had the career I had.
So your Allen Cup dealings, then tell us how close you were to the Allen Cup at any one point.
Well, the team played most of the years for the Hardy Cup, which was an intermediate AAA, but we call it a senior league. And won two of them, won 1 year in Rosetown, Saskatchewan, and then won another year at home against Warroad, and then went to Prince George 1 year for another playoff series. And then 1 year they got involved in the Allen Cup, but lost out to a team from Newfoundland in the Atlantic Finals. So, but I got to broadcast lots of games. That was the big thing for me was that. And I always tell young, aspiring play-by-play broadcasters, the best thing is practice. Work at it, and then you get to know some of the little tricks of the trade and that sort of thing. So I was very fortunate to have that opportunity.
And then as you're fortunate in your hockey career, just explain what it was like to have your team that you cover in the NHL win the Stanley Cup and what that season meant to you.
Yeah, that was the ultimate in 1989 when the Flames won the Stanley Cup. And like I always say, I was just along for the ride and I had nothing to do with them winning. But it was such a thrill to experience that, the whole run. And then that night in Montreal on May 25th, 1989, a Thursday night when the Flames won the Stanley Cup, it was just absolutely phenomenal when I think back of that and what a great moment it was. We had a reunion back in May, right at that weekend of the May 24th, 25th, 26th weekend. I had all the guys back in Calgary for a private reunion, and it was a lot of reminiscing that went on there. Brought back a lot of great memories. But calling the Stanley Cup really is a big standout. I also had the opportunity to broadcast the Olympics in Vancouver in 2010 when Canada won the gold medal there, and broadcasting the gold medal game was another big highlight of my career as well.
As you move on now, what are you up to now? As people obviously are interested to know in a voice that was part of their lives and what he's up to now.
Well, I'm transitioning now, as they like to call it, and so far I've been pretty busy. I've been fortunate that through September, when training camp was on, and then the start of the regular season here in October, the weather's been pretty good, so I've been able to golf quite a bit and cycle a bit and keep busy with some speaking engagements and following my grandchildren around and some of the events that they're involved in, which I didn't do nearly as much as I would have liked to when I was broadcasting, because I was on the way a lot. So I've been doing that. I'm not sure what it's going to be like in the heart of winter when I can't golf, and although I do plan to spend some time in the sunny climate this winter, but it's definitely different. It was really strange on Wednesday night watching the Flames on television. I've never watched them on TV before, because every other game they'd ever played, I was there broadcasting it and working. So it was quite different, and it's something I guess I'll have to get used to.
Well, we appreciate your time, and I appreciate you being up here in Innisfail with the Eagles tonight. Thanks very much, Peter.
Well, it's my pleasure. It was a great night here to be with all this crowd, and as I say, go back to my roots, given the nature of the Eagles and the size of the community here. Outstanding night. Thank you.